Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Hillary Clinton is responding to Donald Trump's speech that attacked her for being corrupt. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, her response came at the end of a speech about the economy.
Clinton elaborated on her newish campaign slogan, Stronger Together, detailing a 5-point plan for improving the economy. But then she turned to Trump.
Now think about it. He's going after me personally because he has no answers on the substance.
Earlier in the day, Trump called her a liar and said Clinton may be the most corrupt person ever to seek the presidency of the United States. Clinton didn't respond to every attack, but she did defend the Clinton Foundation, which she said helps poor people around the world get access to life-saving AIDS medicine. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
House Republicans are unveiling new proposals to repeal and replace President Obama's signature health care law. Speaking at an event in Washington to roll out the new GOP-backed initiative, Speaker Paul Ryan says unlike the president's plan, which he called fundamentally flawed, this proposal will not try to be all things to all people.
Obamacare focused on quantity because it put bureaucracy first. Our plan will focus on quality because we put patients first.
Ryan says the Republican plan will not force people to buy insurance. The initiative instead will rely on individual tax credits to allow people to buy coverage from private insurers. It would propose putting $25 billion behind high-risk pools for those people with pre-existing conditions. A group of seven international banks says it has used a new kind of digital technology to move money around the world more quickly. But as NPR's Jim Zaroli explains, U.S. regulators are warning the technology poses some risks.
The banks, which include Switzerland's UBS and Spain's Banco Santander, say they're the first to transfer real money across borders using something called blockchain technology. They no longer have to transfer money through local bank accounts, something that can be a cumbersome process. Instead, they convert money into digital currency on a platform developed by the San Francisco-based company Ripple and send it around the world almost instantaneously. The financial services industry has been experimenting with the new technology for some time. This week, a group of U.S. regulators warned that the use of digital currency, coupled with the rise of online lending, poses risks that need to be monitored closely. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
Upwards of $1.2 billion in punitive money is about to become available to victims of the 2010 BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. That's based on a pending settlement with two corporations that had a role in the disaster that resulted in millions of gallons of crude oil spilling into the Gulf. Federal court hearing has been set for November on the agreement involving Halliburton and Transocean. Stocks slipped slightly in fairly subdued trading today. The Dow down 48 points. The Nasdaq closed down 10 points. This is NPR. British pollsters may be unwilling to call tomorrow's vote on leaving the EU, but British bookies have pegged the Remain camp as the odds-on favorite. NPR's Peter Kenyon visited a betting parlor in London to find out more.
There isn't much Britons won't wager on, and the EU referendum is no exception. In fact, Jessica Bridge with Ladbrokes, a major betting firm, says total betting could approach the equivalent of $150 million. The smart money, she says, is on Remain.
So right now, Remain is the odds-on favourite at 1-4. That equates to a 76% chance of the UK voting to remain in the EU.
The Leave campaign, she says, is at 3-1 against and looks to be falling at the last hurdle. Leave campaigners say there's still time to beat the odds and reclaim authority from Brussels. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, London.
In Cleveland today, they were celebrating something that hasn't happened in that city in 52 years, a major sports championship. NBA champion Cleveland Cavaliers players like LeBron James and Kyrie Irving took part in a parade through the city's downtown streets. Irving says winning the title for Cleveland is unforgettable for the entire team.
We're all bonded for life, and this is an unbelievable ride I'll remember for the rest of my life. And the only question that can ever be said about this team is, what's next?
Some adoring Cavs fans actually began arriving Tuesday night to camp out along the parade route in an effort to get as close as possible. Cavaliers beat the Golden State Warriors Sunday in Game 7 of the NBA Finals. The city of Cleveland has not seen a major sports championship title since 1964. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.